Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Fantastic.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Fantastic. Great. Glad to hear it. Continuing with our study on character transformation, we've gone extensively through the Old Testament. We spent some time looking at Jesus's announcement of the present reality of God's project. We call it the Kingdom of God. Last week, when we were studying the Beatitudes, it's kind of his introduction, his 18-minute sermon there. As of late, we've been looking a little deeper into that consistency from the Old Testament through the ministry, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And in the midst of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, we have this story that I wanted to try and parallel with Mark's story on blind Bartimaeus. All right. So before we get too far ahead of ourselves, could I have someone read Matthew 19, beginning at verse 16 through 22, please?
Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There's only one who is good. If you just want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You should not murder, you should not commit adultery, you should not steal, you should not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You're welcome. All right, initial thoughts, comments, questions, insights, what jumps out at you?
Wasn't willing to give up his wealth. And that's a lot for man, that first part there. Because most of my life I didn't want to give up. I always wanted more. I was very greedy. In the past five months, you know, I learned what it means to give. And, you know, it's not that always material things, it's what I have inside me today that helps me give and touch people more, you know. And it's a good feeling for me, and a very good feeling. It's what helps keep me sober.
Good, good. Anybody else?
The rich young ruler wanted to know what he had to do, not really what he needed to do internally, because what physically he could do, and also he was more worried about like the law than he was what Jesus was telling him to do. Seems like.
You have anything you want to contribute there, young man?
It's just like he said that he has some what to. I need, and Jesus said, "Follow commandments," and he said that I have, but what do I still lack? And he was lacking that he didn't think that if he didn't want to give his treasures away because he didn't know if he would get something in return back, or he didn't know if he would gain more or he would lose it all. Telling me is that he didn't believe that if God or Jesus told him, "Give your possessions and then you'll have treasures in eternal life," he didn't know if, to me it seemed like he didn't believe in it.
Okay.
That's why he wanted to be sad.
All right. So for studying character transformation, I think, Russ, you somewhat alluded to it. We're talking about an internal work. We know when we looked at the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount, the six antitheses that Jesus shares, those are the ones, verily, verily, or truly, truly, you've heard it said before. But I tell you, right? He's kind of, speaking to the Pharisees, you're right, you do an excellent job keeping the law, all 613 commandments. You don't commit murder, but you hate. You don't commit adultery, but you lust. Lust, hate, seems to be an internal thing. So somehow or another, keeping the law doesn't bring about a genuine character transformation. Right? To whereas, if you can get rid of hate, odds are, if you're not hating, would you murder? If you're not lusting, would you commit adultery? Right? So we have that component. What's interesting about this, when I said the blind Bartimaeus, is we would, in Mark's Gospel, we have that nice little story. Bartimaeus comes to Jesus, and Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, I think that's a huge question for all of us. But it's almost as if something similar happens here. Right? It's almost as if Jesus is open enough to allow the young rich man to ask him the question. And Jesus says, "Well, what do you want me to do for you?" He says, "Well, I want you to teach me how I get eternal life." Right? So you have this parallel. Well, Jesus says, "Well, if that's what you want, obey the law." Now, if you look at these commandments, they're kind of interesting. How many commandments are there? No, I mean in general.
Ten.
It was a trick question. Right? Now, the first four have to do with, you shall have no other gods before me, honor the Sabbath.
Honor mother and father.
Well, no, that's part of the last six, which is part of what he does here. Now, we've studied before when we look at Jesus, says, if you want to fulfill the law, love God, love neighbor. If you're loving God, you're going to take care of the first four. If you're loving neighbor, you're going to take care of the last six. This list that Jesus gives to him, because he asks him which ones, have to do with neighbor. So you're saying you're keeping all these laws, but you can't share with your neighbor?
All right.
So Jesus hasn't changed his tune. Here we are 14 chapters later since the Sermon on the Mount. Right? On the outside, you can keep the law, but on the inside, have you really transformed your character enough to where you're willing to share with those in need?
Well, that's an important part. I mean, if you can't keep it if you don't give it away, basically.
Yeah, well, it's the other, you can't give something away if you don't have it.
Right.
And so for Jesus, I mean, you can't give love away if you don't have it. Right?
Oh, faith, love.
Yeah, when you read the story of John the Baptist, he'll flat out say to some soldiers standing on the bank of the Jordan there, going, "Look at if you've got two coats, give to one who needs. Go the extra mile," all those type of things. This idea that this new, if we look into the future, right, to the eternal life, to the project, to the goal, the telos we were talking about, and we don't really see people going with need there. I mean, are we really seeing people sharing?
Right.
Well, then why wouldn't we practice that here? And that's, we would say, that's the motivation for the character transformation, that we are developing a character in the present that anticipates a future reality. And so when Jesus shows up and says, "Hey, the kingdom of God is at hand, it's here, it's today," you might want to do some changing. Unfortunately, here, yes, the young rich man walks away pretty, as you said, saddened. You get this idea that his chest is just caving in. He just head bowed and, just kind of stumbles away. Jesus also makes another little comment in here about what this condition, this character transformation, may be identified as. Did you pick that up? I know we've kind of alluded to it previously. Anybody?
What it may look like when we truly become human?
Well, Jesus gives him this list of loving your neighbors, mm-hmm. right? Including your mom and dad. Okay. And the young rich man says to him, I've kept all these. So what do I still lack? Right? So I've done the external stuff. What am I lacking? And he says, well, if you wish to be perfect, yeah, and we've said that that little Greek word is telios, which is has its root as telos. Telos is the future, eternal life. That's the goal. If you wish to be in connection and harmony, if you wish your life to resonate with that direction, to be complete, to be whole, then do this. Right? We earlier said, well, really he's going to walk away because he lacks the that overwhelming generosity of love.
Right.
That we identify character transformation is that character that is formed by an overwhelming generosity of love. And if you have an overwhelming generosity of love, my guess is you're going to be open to sharing with those who are in, who you see hurting.
Well, it comes full circle with the love God gives us.
Well, and this is where we said before, this is the our encounter with what we may call grace, all right? Grace is an expression of this overwhelming generosity of love, right? When we've encountered this grace, when we've experienced it, we've tasted that. That's God in moving in us. Well, here Jesus says, well, you can't just go in you.
It's got to come out.
It's got to go through you. It's got to come out, yeah. You can't say you have it and then not do it. You know, that's where James would say, you know, in his epistle there, that, you know, just if you see somebody hungry and you don't feed them, and you just say, you know, peace be with you, shame on you, right? But somehow or another, this overwhelming generosity of love moves us to be active. All right, any other closing thoughts, comments, questions?
Oh, I think it's real important, you know, to when we practice these principles, carry it on to other people and share it with them, because we're just learning how to do that, and there were very few and far between that actually pass on the love and help the neighbor. I mean, in this big world today, we are very few.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's for us to teach and to show other people so they can pass it on and let the kingdom
grow. This is the character we see, and if we're going to be followers of Jesus, then we want to really develop the same character that Jesus had. All right? We see the overwhelming generosity of love Jesus expresses to the adulterous woman. Jesus expresses it to the tax collector when everybody else is like, what? He expresses it to the woman who's washing his feet, right? Pours perfume over him and all that other stuff. And they're like, if he knew who was touching him, well, we get the impression this may be some woman who's like a prostitute or something. Right? The lepers, it seems that everybody he encounters, children, right? He even speaks against his disciples when they're not practicing this. He's pointing out to the Pharisees, this seems to be what you're lacking. I mean, you can stop, you may not murder people, but that doesn't mean you are consumed by an overwhelming generosity of love. If it's about love, then why would you force people just to keep rules? All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning at 7:15. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019. Until next week, may God's grace and peace be yours.